November 1st, 2014, Karti. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So yesterday we began a series of classes called Gauranga Jagannanda Prema Taranga Leelas. And yesterday's class was part one, Leela number one, called the Pundit's Pot. But I'm going to rename these daily classes, 1 through 4. I think I already did today's class. It's going to be called Waves of Love, Part 1, and Waves of Love, Part 2. And the subtitle, Waves, because Primera Taranga means Waves of Love. That's a much more attractive title than the Pundit's Pot. So if you see a YouTube movie that says Waves of Love, you'll think, yeah, I'd like to look at that. And then it's nice because you'll get a wave of love when you hear about Lord Chaitanya's loving dealings with his devotees. So this is the second wave of love, and the subtitle is The Angry Cook. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anti Leela chapter 12, verse 121. And of course, these pastimes concern Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Jagannanda Pandit. And they're taking place in Jagannath Puri 500 years ago. Tritiya divase prabhu tanra dvarayana uttaha pandit kari kahina dakya. After Jagannanda broke the pot of oil, the pandit's pot, he broke it in the courtyard in front of Lord Chaitanya and great anger and unhappiness that Lord Chaitanya refused to accept it for his seva. And then Jagannanda repaired to his kutia in near Swargadwara. You can visit there today, the bhajan place and temple of Jagannanda Pandit. It's on a place called Sapta Asan Road. It's right, there's ISKCON has it. Ashram there in Swargadwara near Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, and there's one road called Sapta Asan, the Asan of seven rishis originally, and there are many temples and bhajan kutirs of Chota Haridas and Raghunath Das, maybe, and not Raghunath, maybe Raghunath Das and Jagannanda Pandit, several there. They're described in my Jagannath Puri guidebook also. You can visit there. So Jagannanda Pandit went there, and it says here, Tritiya Din, he went to his house, to his kuti, and he locked the door and he lay down after breaking the jug. Because he was angry. He was like what we call pouting. Like sometimes a child or anyone, an adult, can get angry and run to their... There might be some fight or argument in the living room with a husband and wife. And the wife will run to the bedroom, slam the door, then lock the door, and then in some classic scene, and then the husband knocks her. She doesn't answer. She may stay there for some time. So here, Jagannanda is doing the same thing. Because remember, in Dwarka Leela, Jagannanda is Satyabhama, the queen, the female Mahishi, the queen of Krishna, the female counterpart of Krishna, Satyabhama and Dwarkadish and Dwarka Leela. So Satyabhama took a male form as a Brahmin, as Krishna took a Brahmin Varna from the Vaishya Krishna, the coward man, to the Brahmin Jagannath Mishra's son, Shachinandan, Nimai Pandit, Vishwambara Mishra. So now there, he's exhibiting this, he's locked up there. So now, 3 days later, Mahaprabhu went to the door of his room and said, Uto, Uto, Panditji. Oh, my dear Panditji, Uto, Uto, get up, get up. Aji Bhiksha Divamai Karya Randane Madhyane Asi Baby Jahi Darshane. Listen, Panditji. Aji, today I want you to cook my bhiksha. I want you to cook my bhog, my lunch. I'm going now to take darshan of Jagannath and I will return very soon. So this is the whole life of the devotee. He lives and exists for the seva of his Lord and Master, his Prabhu. And on the plea of service, Jagannanda prepared all this sandalwood oil when he was in Navadvip and carried it all the way to Puri and lovingly, humbly offered it to Lord Gauranga for his use. And he rejected it, saying, I can't accept this oil because it's very fragrant and people will think I'm staying with women and that wearing perfumes and colognes and they'll call me a dari sannyasi, a sannyasi with women. So I can't, but you can offer it to Jagannath. So he became angry that he couldn't render that service that he desired, so he broke the pot. But now his Prabhu has come. Say, please cook for me. Just like you can imagine, if Satyabhama was pouting or in Man and angry with Dwarkadish, which he does sometimes, and Dwarkadish leaves her alone, lets her cool down, waits some time, 1 day, 2 days. In the old days, in the kings and queens' days, there was a special room in the palace. It's called the Kop Bhavan. Kop. Kop means anger, I believe. Kop Bhavan. And it's very interesting because in modern language, at least in the 70s when I was a modern person, a younger person, we would say, I can't cope. I don't know if that word still exists anymore. I can't cope with my situation. I can't, in other words, I can't tolerate it. I can't really deal with the people or environment or situation or the workplace, etc. I can't cope anymore. I'm leaving or I quit or this or that. So cope and cope bhavan. So kop bhavan is, that's the room where the queen goes to pout and to cry when she's angry at the king. It's a special room. Yeah? Because it's the nature of wives to get angry and nature of men to make their wives angry. They don't have to do that. They could be nice, but they're not. So the man's at fault for making her angry and then she's just responding to his faulty behavior, right? That would be the woman's viewpoint. His behavior is wrong, so she responds by being angry. But the man thinks, no, she's wrong and I'm right. And that's why they fight anyway. Husbands and wives fight because each thinks he's right and the other is wrong, and there's a fight. At any rate, and knowing that that's the human nature, 500 years ago, all the kings would build, when they built their, they would tell the architect, oh, where's the Kop Bhavan? Oh, it's right there. It's that room right next to the bedroom. Oh, yeah, very good. So that was part and parcel. But now people are too poor. They can hardly afford a two-bedroom flat. What to speak of an extra bedroom for the wife to cry in? Of course, women don't cry anymore. But they just, you know, run away or whatever. I don't know. So he's there crying. But if Krishna comes to Satyabhama's room when she's in a Kop Bhavan and angry and knocks on the door and says, oh Devi, please, I'm very, very hungry. It's been 2 days I haven't eaten. Can you please cook something for me? You're such a good cook. Can you please cook, come out of your Kop Bhavan and cook something? And she may soften up and say, well, all right, he's not that bad and he needs my service, and I guess I'll go out. So in the same way, Lord Chaitanya is saying, please, I'm very hungry. Please give up your anger. I want you to personally cook my lunch today. Hetabali prabhogela panditutila snan kari nana vyanjan randana karila. Mahaprabhu left, and then Jagananda got up from bed, bathed, and began to cook varieties of vegetables. Madhyana kariya prabhu aila bhojane para prakshalana kari dilena asane. After finishing his noontime ritualistic duties, Mahaprabhu came for lunch. Jagananda washed the Lord's feet and gave him a sitting place. Sagrita shalyana kala pate stupakaila kalara dongobari vyanjan chodike dharila. Jagannanda had cooked very fine rice mixed with ghee and piled it high on a banana leaf. And there were varieties of vegetables placed in small clay pots around the banana, made of banana tree bark. There were cups and pots made of banana. Oh, they're actually the trunk of the tree is kind of big. So somehow they cut it and they make it hollow in the middle, and they can put dal there and liquid sabjis and make like a serving bowl, apparently. I'd never seen, but that must be the situation. Very beautiful, natural setting. Beautiful, big, shining green banana leaf and these round... I thought I was going to say clay pots, but they weren't clay because that's puri, and puri, there's no clay. There's only sand. So the predominating element there is water. The word Orissa means water. There's so many lakes and so much water there. It's a very amazing place, Jagannath Puri. You're right next to the ocean. I stayed in one ashram that was 200 feet from the ocean. And the well, the hand pump, had the sweetest, tastiest water I've ever had. And 200 feet further, it's totally salty water you cannot drink. And here it was so light and so sweet and soft. Fantastic water they have in Puri. So they don't have that clay to make clay pots and all these things like in Mayapur and over here. So they improvise and make out of bananas because they grow plentifully there. So the Anavyanjanopari Tulasi Manjari Jagannathera Pittapana Age Anidhari. There were Tulsi Manjaris on top of the rice, and in front of the Lord there were cakes, sweet rice, and other prasadam of Jagannath. So, Jagannanda Pandit, he had cooked a large amount of first-class fine rice, and he brought so much Mahaprasadam. In Jagannath Puri, it's impossible to take a meal without Jagannath Mahaprasadam being part of it. This is the niyam of Puri. Other places you cook and you eat, and occasionally, very rarely you may get Mahaprasad. But in Puri, it's a must. You sit down for prasadam. Where's the Jagannath Mahaprasadam? Oh, this is Jagannath rice, or this is Jagannath dal. Oh no, we have Jagannath kaja. We have these sweet balls. This is really fantastic sweet if you go to a non-bazaar. It's round, looks like little round, it's chana, cheese. Round cheese balls. It's kind of like rasgullas. Little rasgullas about this big, like marbles, like kids' marbles. And it's floating in condensed milk. Really thick cooked down milk, and there's a name for it. And these little squeaky balls are fantastic. But usually when Westerners like us, we buy Mahaprasadam, we get rice, dal, sabji, chutney, maybe sweet rice. But these extra special things, you have to go inside there and get those. So if you have friends, then they go and get all those good things. So I remember one year we were there on a yatra for 2 weeks, and then everyone was bringing all these amazing preparations. So we can only imagine that was what Lord Gauranga was offered. Because it says cakes and sweet rice and other prasadam of Jagannath. Prabhukahi dvitiya pate bara anavyanjan tumaya mai aji ekacha kariba bojan. Gauranga said, listen, put down another banana leaf with a helping of rice and vegetables, and then you and I can sit down and take prasadam together. So Lord Chaitanya is extending his love and saying, please sit with me, let's take prasadam together. So Lord Chaitanya, in so many ways, he's saying, I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Jagananda. Because the very visit, the very point, fact, that Lord Chaitanya came to his house means that Lord Chaitanya is surrendering to him. Because he came, Jagananda Pandit came to his house, to the Gambira, offered the oil, then he broke it there and ran away. So he was upset and angry. So Lord Gauranga could say, all right, forget about him. If he wants to come here and see me, fine. Or if he wants to come and say he's sorry or whatever he wants to do, otherwise I don't care. So that was not his mood. His mood was, oh, I love my devotee very much, and now he's upset, so let me go to him. So the Lord went to his devotee. Krishna comes to the devotee to pacify him and to wipe away his tears and to make him feel happy again. Because sometimes devotees may get angry and upset if their service is not accepted or if their service is not necessary. Like Hanuman. Hanuman in Treta Yuga in Ramlila, he was carrying big, big boulders to make the bridge to Lanka. So someone told him there was a really big rock in Vrindavan named Diriraj. So Hanuman came there in Treta Yuga and he was picking up Giriraj and going to take him for the bridge to Lanka. And then at that time, because of course Giriraj doesn't leave Vrindavan, he doesn't like to leave Vrindavan, then at that time Akashvani, an aerial voice said, oh, we don't, Hanuman, the bridge is finished, we don't need any more rocks. So Hanuman put Giriraj back down. And Giriraj started crying. Giri Govardhan, Giriraj started crying. Oh. And then Hanuman said, why are you crying? He said, oh, I came here because I was a son of King Dronachal. And one rishi, this Palatsya Muni, he begged me in charity from my father. And my father, Achala means mountain. So my father's name was Drona, the mountain king, Dronachala. He donated me, his son. And Palatsya Muni, he wanted to take me to Kashi and place me there in his ashram. And when we got over Vrindavan, I became very heavy. So he had to put me down on the ground because I knew that this is Krishna's Leela Stali and I would like to serve Krishna. So I made myself heavy, so he had to put me down. And he couldn't pick me up again. That was the arrangement. So I'm here. And now I'm crying because I'm here because I want to serve Bhagavan. And you're telling me that Bhagavan is in Setu Bandha, making a bridge to Lanka. And I could render service there by being part of that bridge to help him rescue his Sita Devi. But now I can't have any service. So I'm crying. Oh, you denied me an opportunity to serve my Lord, my Bhagavan, in any form he comes. So then Akashvani said, listen, Hanuman, the bridge is done. And listen, Giriraj, don't cry, because you will render service to the Lord, but not to me, Ramachandra. You will serve the Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna's too, Bhagavan Swayam. You will serve the Swayam Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Sarva Avatari, my very source, and the source of all the avatars and incarnations and Leela Avatars, Sri Krishna himself. He will come in the next yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, in the end. And you will become famous as Govardhan Dhari, Giridhari. And he will hold you, and like you want to become a bridge, but you will become an umbrella. You're going to become a bridge across the water, but now you're going to become an umbrella across the sky. And you're going to rest on the water and keep Ram from falling in the water. But in the future, you're going to keep the water from falling on the heads of the Brijvasis, by being a vast umbrella to shield all the cows and calves and Brijvasis. The whole village went underneath Govardhan. So you'll be so glorious, you'll be glorified as the king of all mountains in the entire world, Giri Raj and Govardhan Nath. So don't lament, and your future is bright. So Giriraj is very, very happy. So we put him down. So this is a little extra pastime thrown in here. Giriraj. Gaur Leela is going to Braj Leela. You see, he's going back and forth. So now what's happening, and what's happening with Jagananda? So Jagananda, he's Lord Chaitanya is showing his happiness, and he's come to his house and he wants him to cook and he wants to eat together with him. So sharing food together, of course, is a sign of love. Giving prasadam, receiving prasadam. Why don't you come to my house and let's have lunch together? That's a loving expression. To share food. Offering food is one thing. But come, I'll cook for you. I cooked for you. Okay, let's sit and eat together. So what happened? Hasta duli rahina prabhu nakarina bojan. Tabe Pandit Kahena Kichu Saprema Avachan. Mahaprabhu raised his hands. It says Hastatuli. He says he raised his hands and he would not accept prasadam until Jagananda Pandit, with great love and affection, spoke the following words. So he said, unless you sit down, I won't take. Then Jagananda said this. Suprema Vachan, words that were full of love. Apane prasadalaha pache muni laimo tomara agraha ami kimone kandimu. Please, first you take prasadam yourself, and I shall eat later. I shall not refuse your request. I will surely take prasadam. Tabe Mahaprabhu Suke Bojane Vasila Vyanjanera Swarapana Kahite Lagila. In great happiness, Mahaprabhu accepted the lunch, bojan, Suke Bojan. And when he tasted the vegetables, he began to speak. Krodave Shara Pakara Haya Achi Swad Eta Janiya Tomai Krishna Prasad. Oh, Jagananda, oh, Panditji, even when you cook in an angry mood, the food is very delicious. This shows how much Krishna is pleased with you. Krodha Veshara Pakara. So he was cooking pakabog, cooking everything, deep frying, cooking everything in ghee. With great anger, this is called the angry cook. He was cooking in great anger, and generally, if someone cooks in great anger, if someone is angry when they cook, if you eat the food, you'll get sick and throw up. Or you'll have a bad dream, or you'll usually get sick if someone's very angry and you eat their food. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, this is a paradox, because it should make me... should not be very, and it's not very tasty either. This is very tasty, and although he's such an angry mood. Apane kaibe Krishna tahara lagia tomara haste paka karaya utam kariya. Because Krishna will personally eat the food, Krishna makes you cook so nicely. Achi amrita ana Krishna karaha samarpan. Tomara Bhagyara Sima Ke Kare Varnan. You offer such nice nectarian rice to Krishna. Who can estimate the limit of your good fortune? And Pandit kahe je kahibe se paka karta ami sava kevala matra samagriya harta. Jagananda replied, he who will eat this rice, he is the one who has cooked it. As far as I am concerned, I simply collected the ingredients. Puna puna pandit nana vyanjana parivesh baye kichuna balena prabhu kayena harish. Jagananda Pandit continued to offer Mahaprabhu varieties of vegetables. Out of fear, the Lord said nothing but continued eating happily. As a loving wife or loving mother will continually feed their guests or husband or children. Eat more, eat more. This is their bhav. This is their motherly love. Wife love, whatever. So in that mood, Lord, and then the person, the cooperative guest or cooperative relative will say, yes, yes, and eat more and more. So Mahaprabhu doesn't want to further anger Jagananda Pandit. Wants to make him very happy and very pleased. So yes, yes, and Jagananda Pandit kept putting more and more. Lord Chaitanya is eating so much. And how much did he eat? He was afraid to say, no, I can't eat anymore. I'm afraid to say. Agraha Kariya Pandit Kariya Bhojan Aradina Bhojan Haila Dashagun Aradina Haite Bhojan Haila Dashagun. Jagananda force-fed Mahaprabhu so much that he ate 10 times more than he ever ate on other days. 10 times more. That's a lot. Bar-bar Prabhu Utite Karina Man Sekale Pandit Pari Veshe Vyanjana. Again and again, when Mahaprabhu wished to get up, Jagananda Pandit would feed him more vegetables. Kichubalite Narayana Prabhu Kajena Tarase Nakaile Jagananda Paribe Upavase. Mahaprabhu dared not forbid Jagananda from serving him. He just kept continually eating, because he was afraid that if he stopped eating, Jagananda would fast. Upavas. Tabe Prabhu Kahena Kari Vinaya Saman Dashaguna Kaljaila Evikara Samadan. At last, Mahaprabhu respectfully submitted. My dear Jagananda, you've already fed me 10 times more than I am used to. Now please stop. Tabe Mahaprabhuti Kaila Achaman. Achman, Pandit Anila Mukavasa Malya Chandan. Mahaprabhu stood up, washed his mouth and hands, and Jagananda brought spices and a garland and sandalwood pulp. So this is the right time to offer sandalwood pulp and a garland. A garland, a fragrant flower garland, is sandalwood pulp, because what happens, it's actually a science behind it. It's part of the Vedic science. That when we eat or honor prasadam, the jatar agni, the fire of digestion located in our stomach, it's like you have a small fire, some small logs are burning, some wood, and you put more and more wood, you pile up, and when that wood catches fire, then the fire becomes very big, big fire, very hot, very brilliant. So in our stomach, there's a small ghee lamp. You can envision there's a small ghee lamp, if you have one. If you have no appetite, there's no ghee lamp. You just eat to stay alive. But there's a little ghee lamp there. It's called the fire of digestion. It's a little ghee lamp. And then as when you feed that ghee lamp more and more ghee, then it burns more brightly. You will see. So when you eat food, eat a full meal, then that's piling lots of wood on the fire, then jatar agni ignites and becomes burns. And that produces digestion, energy, all these things. So then you get energy and caloric energy and heat for your whole body. So after you eat, shortly after, your body becomes, the whole body becomes very warm. The because of the increase of jataragni, to digest your food. So in Ayurveda it says it's good that your body becomes warm, but it can also overheat your head. So afterwards, you're supposed to lie on your left side for 5 minutes, or best, optimally, if you live in a very cultured, wealthy situation, wear a garland and a chandan on your forehead. The chandan on the forehead cools down your forehead, which gets very hot during the course of digestion. And then the garland, the flower garland, the sweet aromas going into your nose, they regulate your airs, your life airs, to increase the, to cool, to balance that digestive fire. So there's actually a whole science behind these mannerly ways of culture, offering a garland and chandan, believe it or not. So everywhere you'll see that one is offered garland and chandan. Pandit kahi prabhojai karuna vishram muyevi laive prasadakari samadhan. Jagananda said, "My Lord, now go take rest. I shall take prasadam after making some arrangements." And rasui, rasuir karya karache ramai ragunath inha sabai dite chahi kichu vyanjan bhat. I was helped in the cooking by Raghunath Bhatta and Ramai Pandit, two Brahmins. Interesting, it doesn't say Raghunath Das or Haridas Thakur or Sanatan Goswami or Rupa Goswami. And they're all living in Puri, but because they were fallen for different reasons, they were not considered eligible to cook for Lord Chaitanya, because he would only take food, Mahaprasadam, or food from the hand of a Brahmin, because this was the strict cultural rules and conduct rules of those days. So he was observing the maryada, the law of the land, the law of the time. He's born in a high-class family, so of course he's God, he's transcendental to all rules and regulations. He exists on the highest level of prema, prema purushottam garanga, but simultaneously he's existing on the plane of maryada, Varnashram Dharma. That's also part of his Nara Leela, his human-like Leela. He's appearing as a Brahmin, in a Brahmin Varna. So Brahmins never take food from the hand of a Vaishya or a Kshatriya, etc. So these two Brahmins, Raghunath Bhatta and Ramai Pandit, they were cooking. Prabhokahena Govinda Tumayinan Ihan Ni Rahiba Pandit Bhojana Kaila Amare. He said that they did cooking, I want to give them some rice and vegetables. Then Mahaprabhu told Govinda, "You stay here, and after Pandit has taken his food, you come and tell me." So I guess we'll finish this tomorrow because we're over time. We'll finish this story tomorrow, The Angry Cook. That's the Ways of Love story too. And then tomorrow's part three, The Bed of Love. So we'll continue that tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. These are all loving dealings of the Lord with his devotees. It's not always preaching. Many of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are preaching, and there's the lepers and the offensive Brahmins and the Mayavadis. But many of the Lord's pastimes are sweetly relishing with his eternal associates, and by that we can learn so many. We can learn the different aspects of the Lord, his exchanges, his intimacies, his confidential feelings for his devotees. Because when the Lord is preaching and acting amongst the world, then that's something for us to learn from, for our sadhaka vesh, for our practicing bodies as devotees. But when he's interacting with and the plane of transcendental love with these eternal associates, that's to inspire us in our spiritual body, that someday we'll be there in the Lord's pastimes in our spiritual body, observing his dealings, experiencing his dealings of love and intimate exchanges. So it's all told and explained and revealed in the Shastra. For whom? For us. The books are for us, to show us the different aspects of the Lord and to attract us to different aspects and to encourage us to want to take part in all of that. The behavior pastimes, the philosophy and Siddhanta teaching pastimes are to help us develop a strong foundation, sambandha, in Krishna consciousness and in our sadhana practices, so we practice correctly according to the shiksha and teachings and rules and regulations given by Lord Chaitanya and his associates. But moreover, we're going, the whole idea of it all is to enter the kingdom of love and have loving exchanges with the Lord. That's the whole idea. Love of God means to exchange, give and take the Lord's love, offer our love and receive the Lord's love in return. So what does that mean? What does it mean to love? What does it mean to be love? And what does it mean to be loved by the Lord? What does it mean to love the Lord on a plane of purity and divine realm? So we have to hear about it. How does he love his friends? How does he love his wives, his girlfriends? How does he love all his devotees? And how do they love him? And how will we love? So it's very necessary, the prayojana, cultivation of prayojana, cultivating of these higher sentiments and eternal feelings and emotions. It's all part of the full development of a bhakta. So that's why we read these different pastimes, and that's why they're given to us in the books.